According to a recent survey by Ipsos, mental health concerns are on the rise in South Africa, with 70% of the population reporting alarming stress levels. The South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG, is one of the organizations leading the way in addressing these issues. Joining us today, we have Fatima Sidat, Development Manager at SADAG, to discuss the factors that contribute to this trend and to look at ways of seeking professional support. Fatima, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Walaikum salam and shukran for having us on air today.
Mental health issues on the rise in South Africa. Why? What are the contributing factors? What are the reasons?
So if we look at the landscape of mental health in South Africa, we see a lot of people going through a lot of grappling things, like political uncertainty, load shedding, water shedding, high stress levels, financial distress, and also, you know, different psychosocial things like gender-based violence, abuse, and people are just going through a lot right now. In comparison to before COVID, we used to get 800 calls a day. We're now currently sitting on 3,000 to and over calls every single day.
Now, on a more general note, Fatima, like globally, sometimes people wonder, life has become so much easier than, say, decades before or centuries before, from travel to communication and in many other ways. How is it that we are seeing depression levels at unprecedented highs? Or is it that it's more acknowledged and recognized these days as compared to, say, in our grandparents' or great-great-parents' generation?
It's very interesting that you ask this question. And I think, if you, like I said, you know, post-COVID, people weren't really reaching out and getting help. But I think during this period of COVID, people started understanding the importance of mental health within themselves, and just by increased awareness and people talking more about mental health, we see more people reaching out. So it's an increase in awareness, an increase of information that's being fed to people as well. And I think through all of that, the decrease of stigma, we're seeing more people becoming more aware and reaching out to get help.
Now, in terms of South Africa, you've mentioned some of the specifics, right? Load shedding, water shedding, violence, etc. Where are we going wrong in terms of tackling the issue?
Interesting. I think for us, there's a lack of resources as well. So if you look at the number of psychologists and psychiatrists per person in South Africa, you're looking at one psychiatrist per 100,000 in three psychologists per 100,000, which is next to nothing. And because there's a lack of resources, especially for people that don't have medical aid and finances to reach out to get the help, we're seeing more people struggling to get treatment, which means more people are not getting the right treatment they need. And through that, people are struggling on their own and even reluctant to get help because you're waiting in long-ended queues at public hospitals. Sometimes you don't even get being seen, and you get sent home with just whichever healthcare professional sees them. It's very limited time, so then they just send them home with maybe a Panado and tell them, take a Panado, you'll feel better, hopefully in the next few days, and they're not getting treated properly as well.
What about the cost factor? I mean, access to mental health treatment, one gets the impression sometimes it's not all that cheap, and not everybody can afford medical aid, and not all medical aids will cover such treatment.
Yeah, it's true. So like any specialized healthcare professional, it is quite expensive if you do not have the finances. However, I think from SADAG's point of view, if we make community counselors more available, and if we have more, people based in communities that are able to assist, I think it will be easier for people to get the help. And if there is a need for further treatment, then we can refer to a hospital or clinic. So it sort of lessens the burden of an overly burdened sector. And we just, from SADAG's point of view, we are proposing that government needs to put more budget in place for mental health care, because we are one of the most overburdened sectors, and we only get 5% of the health budget.
All right, Fatima, shukran so much for chatting to us and joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was the development manager of the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, Fatima Sida, telling us about SADC responding to the Ipsos Mental Health Survey, which tells us that mental health concerns are on the rise in South Africa, with 70% of the population reporting alarming stress levels. Fatima was saying that prior to COVID, they used to get at SADC about 800 calls a day. Now it's 3,000 plus calls a day. That's an absolutely staggering number. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us good health mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.